Let's go with the series called The Greatest Story. Let's go with it, Raj. See what we can find this morning. So, last week we had a message called It's Great. Say that with me. It's great. There you go. And we saw several things about the Christmas story. And we put them on a tree at the end of the message last week. But the story of Jesus is the greatest story ever told. And we looked at the four Gospels last week. We're not going to do it again. But we looked at the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Matthew, we saw the great detail that went into this story, the great effort to Joseph. That was a crazy situation, but the angel of the Lord, spoke unto Joseph and helped him through that. Mark, the great messenger, there's going to be one coming called John the Baptist. That's all part of the Christmas story. And then in Luke, we saw the great certainty, the great care and tenderness to Mary, the great joy, the great news, the great Savior. So it's a pretty great story, huh? Say, great, 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 great. Yeah. And then John, we see in the beginning was the Word. So we saw the great Word. The Word became flesh. The Word was light. And the great power that if we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you can be saved. You can put your faith in Him. And then the greatest Bible verse of all time, John 3:16. Amen? So great, 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 great. So that's what we saw last Sunday morning. So now let's go with the message today. Ho, ho, ho. Amen? Who says that? Santa Claus. I looked it up in the dictionary. Ho, ho, ho. Now, where I'm from, back home, we had something called a hoe cake. How many ever had that? Hoe cake. You got to be country to have that. Hoe cake. Hoe cake ain't no sweet cake. Hoe cake is like a biscuit. It's a biscuit in like a frying pan. Yeah. You take your big old biscuit, stick him in the frying pan. Amen? And stick it in the oven. Okay, bake it in the oven like that. Cook it on top of the stove like that. That's crazy. I don't remember it all, but I know Mama made them. They were greasy. And they were crisp on both sides. Amen? Come on. That's called a hoe cake. Come on. But I looked it up. There's no definition for hoe. All right? Don't be getting me laughing. Stop. Come on now. Come on. Anyway, so I looked it up. Hoe. Hoe. Ain't there. Where'd it come from? Okay. We got some help here. Here we go. Here we go. So, let's go with the message this morning. Let's go with the message. Okay, listen. Santa Claus, look, I love Christmas. I love the excitement of Christmas. I've got young children again, so obviously at the Clark House, we're really excited about Christmas, you know, and all that comes with it. We're excited about it. But ho, 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 I think Santa Claus lost the P.E. I believe he lost the P.E. Christmas is all about hope, hope, hope. Did you hear me? Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. Amen. He lost a P.E. somewhere. Y'all all right with me or not? Listen, Christmas is more than ho, ho, ho. Christmas is the greatest story ever told. It's hope, hope, hope. And listen, don't lose the praise and excitement of Christmas. The P.E., the praise and excitement of Christmas. Also, someone told me this morning when I told them I was preaching on, they said also, P.E., don't lose the personal experience. The P.E., the personal experience that you've experienced, the hope of Jesus Christ. You personally experienced it. Amen? So not ho, 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 baby. Amen? Say. It's hope, hope, hope. Say hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. Amen. I wish some of y'all would do that around the community. Walk up to someone and go, hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. They're going to go, that guy is smoking something. Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. Let's talk about it this morning. Hope, 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 hope. Now, Rod's going to push me. Here we go, buddy. We're going. Here we go. We're going. We're flying. We're trying. Some scripture. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that serious hope? Say. That's some serious hope this morning. Keep looking, buddy. God did not give His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to make bad men good. I heard an old preacher say this years ago. God didn't give His one and only Son to make bad men good or to make good men better. Say it with me. God gave His one and only Son, say it with me, to make who? Dead men what? Live, baby. That's what He's done in my life. Amen. And we're all dead in trespasses and sins. And because of Jesus, we are alive forevermore. And guys, when you put your faith in Christ, you're living forevermore right now. Right now. You started eternal life right now. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ. Will we die? Sure. But we're not going to die that second death. That second death of hell or separation from God for all eternity. That's not happening. Amen. I'm forever connected to God because of Jesus Christ, and I have the Holy Spirit of the living God, that's what the Bible says, given as a down payment or earnest money. How many bought a house and had to put some earnest money down? That's what God did. He put the earnest down in us now, the Holy Spirit of the living God, to know that we're His, He's ours, amen, and forevermore, heaven's my home. Let's praise Him for that this morning. That's some hope, baby. That's some hope right now, forevermore. Beautiful. The thief comes not but for to steal. That's the devil. To kill. To destroy. Say it with me. I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more what? Now that's better than ho, ho, ho. That's some hope, hope, hope right there. Got it? Come on. Because of Jesus Christ, I have a future. Say that with me. Well, you need to say that. Because of Jesus Christ, I have a what? A future. A future, a future. I have a future because of Him. Incredible hope. Keep looking. I have hope. I have hope because of Jesus Christ. So, hope, hope, hope. Y'all getting it so far? Driving you crazy. Keep pushing, Rod. Here we go. So, what is hope? And if you've been with me for several years, of course, you're going to have heard me say this. Hope's a big part of the Christian story and life and experience. We have hope. If in this life we only had our hope, we'd be men most miserable. We have Jesus Christ forevermore. That's eternal hope we have. Okay, so what is hope? Hope is not what we've made it in America. Well, I think so. Well, I hope so. You coming Friday? Well, I hope to. That's not what the Bible says. The hope in the Bible is a confident expectation. I am very confident that Jesus Christ came to this earth, born just like the Bible says, died on the cross, rose from the dead. I am very confident. And I expect, because of what He did, to live forevermore. Amen? So hope is a confident expectation. It's not what we've made it. It's not a shot in the dark. Well, I hope so. Shot in the dark. Okay? It's something what? Hope is something what? Now listen, if you're going to pin your eternal future on ho, 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 good luck. You listening? Say. Now that's not solid. But hope, hope, hope. Now that's solid. Amen. Hope, a confident expectation. Hope is a firm belief. Say that with me. Hope is a what? Firm belief. Guys, we got to get to the place where when we think about going to heaven and being saved and being a child of God, it's more than, well, you know, I'm a good person. That's hope. Excuse me. That ain't hope. That's ho, ho, ho. You know, or, you know, I go to church. That's nice, but that's ho, ho, ho. Y'all listening or not? Where's the P.E.? Where's the personal experience? Do you have personal experience in that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ this year? And because of that, do you have the praise and excitement that comes from the Christmas story? Yes or no? Say. You understand? Yeah, praise the Lord. It's a big deal. Come on. Here we go. So, the world into which Jesus came didn't have much hope. The world into which Jesus came didn't have much hope. And we're, you know, that's why the great, 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 great things we saw last week were so important to Matthew, to Mark, to Luke, to John, to the world. Because there wasn't much hope when Jesus came. Why? It had been 400, say 400, been 400 years since the last prophet had spoken to Israel. We're a country about 200 and what? 30 years old, 240 years old, our country. Can you imagine? The nation of Israel hadn't heard from a prophet that spoke for God in over 400 years. No hope. They had lost hope of this Messiah, this one that's coming to deliver. Okay, so not much hope. They were also ruled by the heavy hand of who? The Roman Empire. Okay. Now, that had a great history down through the years, Israel, and a great nation and kingdom. Well, that was not anymore. And the Romans ruled the day. Evil people. Wicked Herod was who? He was the what? He was the king. So there was not much hope when Jesus came. They wondered, will Messiah ever come? Listen, it was so bad then, they didn't even have ho, ho, ho. You listening? Come on, it was bad. Forget hope, hope, hope. They didn't have ho, ho, ho. They had no hope. They had no future. That was the world into which Jesus came. Keep looking. So, what does the Bible say when you and I don't have hope? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says a lot about the word hope. The Bible says when there is no hope inside of you and me, we're what? We're sick. How do you know that, Clark? Well, it's because the Bible says it. Hope deferred makes the heart what? You ever planned on something? You planned on it. You thought it was going to happen. Somebody said it was going to happen. You believed it was going to happen. And it didn't happen. How many have had experiences like that before? And it just didn't happen. How many, because it didn't happen, it made you sick? Can I see your hand? It just made me sick for a while. I was just sick. That's what the Bible says. Hope. No hope, you get sick. That's what the Bible teaches. So, when there's no hope, you're sick. Keep looking. But then Jesus came. So, here's the people of Israel. Here's the world. Dark. Romans ruling. No hope. No Messiah. And then Jesus came. Not Santa Claus. Amen? Come on. Not ho, ho, ho. Hope, hope, hope. Got it? Yes or no? Come on. I think I'm pounding it into you today. So, hope was born when? Years ago, I wrote this song. Out of the silence, music. Out of the darkness, light. Out of uncertainty, promise. Hope was born that night, and we sing hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born. Oh, we sing hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born, or hope was born that night. Amen. Hope, hope, hope. Hope was born that night. Praise the Lord. Hope was born that night. Amen. So, let's look at it. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. We saw these scriptures last week as well. Before they came together, before they had sexual relations, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and a good man, not willing to make her a public example, to let everybody in the world know about it, have her stoned or have her put away, whatever. He was minded just to take care of the issue himself and sort of put her away privately. But while he was thinking these things, which is normal thinking, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, don't fear to take unto you Mary to be your wife, because that which is conceived in her is of the who? Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, help me church, and thou shalt call his name, and he shall save his people from their sins. Now let me say something, that's not no ho, ho, ho. And I don't want to be ugly, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, because it hit my head, I'm going to do it, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to. But did you know a lot of people thought Mary was a hoe? Did you hear me, yes or no? And that's the way Jesus grew up. Yeah, sure, Holy Ghost, yeah, right. It was much easier for them to believe that he was a bastard child. Are you listening to me? I know that's hard language this morning, but guys, it's the truth, okay? But it's not ho, 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 baby. It's hope, 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 amen? Because of the Holy Ghost, Mary conceived this child, Jesus. And that's what we celebrate, amen? Keep looking. Hope was born that night. And he knew her not until she had brought forth her what? Firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, don't fear. Boy, there's a lot of fear everywhere. What? There are Romans ruling. That's terrible. Angels appearing, they're scared to death. Come on. Fear not. Don't fear, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Boy, this is bigger than ho, baby. Come on, it's hope. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's better than ho, ain't it? Ho, ho, ho. No, come on. Hope, baby. Hope, hope, hope. Incredible story. The greatest story. My hope is in God. Got several things in the Bible now about hope. I just want you to see our hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. My hope is in God. Would you say that with me at the top? Say that with me. My hope is in God. Why art you cast down, O my soul? Why art you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my... I love that verse. I can't get sideways on it too much. But, you know, regardless of what you're going through or what life has brought your way, because of Jesus Christ, you can have health in your countenance. Did you know that? Say. You can have a bright look. You can have a happy look. You can have a contented look because that's hope, baby. Your life's not determined by just the circumstances. You have hope in Jesus Christ. Therefore, your face can still light up. Amen? My mother, though she lived with a demon, man who later took my mother's life and killed her. But when you would see my mother, she would light up the room. She'd walk right in and boom, those pearly whites. She'd be smiling. And though life was hard, she would hum and she would sing. How could she do that? It certainly wasn't because of ho, ho, ho. It was because of the hope, hope, hope that she had inside of her. Amen. And that's what that verse teaches. Regardless of circumstances, I can have a countenance that is bright. Y'all listening or not? Amen. So hope in God. Say that with me. Hope what? For we are saved by what? Hope. But a hope that's seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he hope for it? Okay? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with what? Aren't we just that way? We get something. We're so excited about getting it all, but I can't wait to get it. And once we get it, it's done. How many have something you really wanted, now you don't use it anymore? Can I see your hand? Come on, don't lie. You're in church. Well, we don't have everything yet. We've got the down payment, the Holy Spirit. We've got the Word of the living God, which is truth. But guys, we've got so much ahead of us. And we, with patience, we wait for it. Amen? That's called hope. Hope. I confidently believe that I have an incredible future forever because of Jesus Christ. Greatest story ever told. Okay? So, keep looking. What else, Raj? Let's do that verse. Without faith, it's what? It's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must what? Believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You don't get to see everything right now. God has commanded us to believe. Even though we can't see, we believe based on his word. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. That's why we preach the word here. That's why we keep preaching the word and talking the word. That's why I put verses on the screen. That's why I have you say stuff with me. Why? Because I'm trying to get you to have faith. Okay? Because faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? Word. And that's where hope comes from too. Hope comes from hearing God's word like this. Okay? So, hope saves us, man. Hope's incredible. Hope, hope, hope. Hope what? Hope cheers. What's the Bible say? Therefore, being justified by faith, we talked about this in second service last week. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our who? Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we what? We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So hope is what makes us happy. This confidence that we have, we've got to quit letting our surroundings every single day and our environment determine and dictate our happiness. Because, guys, crap happens. Excuse me. Stuff happens in life. So all of a sudden now I'm just, you know, I'm no good anymore. No, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made even when I have a bad day. Amen. Say. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life even when things are sort of sorry some days. Amen. Say. Hope, man. Hope. Hope, hope, hope. Hope cheers my heart. That's the thing that I can come back to. You know? Greater is he that's in who? Me, than he that's in the what? I can do how many things? All things through who? Christ who strengthened. This is all hope. All things work together for what? Good to them who love God. This is all hope. Hope, 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 hope. You see how hoe ain't cutting it? No. Ain't cutting it. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good what? Because of what? I've overcome the world. Man, the world's killing me. Well, that's all right. Jesus has overcome it. Amen. Come on. Say that with me. Hope what? Boy, this hope stuff's pretty big, ain't it? Hope, greatest story ever told, story of Jesus. Hope secures that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? Lie, we might have a strong consolation, a strong confidence. You're listening to me, belief. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the what? Hope is set before us. Keep looking. Which hope we have as a what? Guys, we don't need to be tossed to and fro in life. I know life happens. I'm not trying to get... I don't like it when preachers try to get us to just live outside the realm of reality. Amen? Come on. Because you have to go home today, right? And you got stuff, and you got mess, and I got stuff, and I got mess. Amen? But listen, what can keep us solid in the stuff, and the mess, and the crazy, and the ups and the downs? It's hope. Hope is my anchor. Say that with me. Hope is my what? Do you see how it's not, well, I hope so. How many parks your boat sometimes and you just park it? Well, I hope it stays. What are you doing? We got a boat and we got a cleat, and I take that rope and I tie it around that cleat, and shoot, I might go ahead and tie a knot on top of that because I don't want the boat to float away. Our hope in Christ is not a sorry knot. It's not a flimsy string. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin. Boy, that's some serious stuff right there. You need to have your hope like that. Hope secures you. It's an anchor no matter what happens. What happens if he leaves me or she leaves me? What happens if something happens to my children? Guys, I hope none of that happens. But if it does happen, he's still steady. He's still solid. He's a rock. Amen. Is Jesus Christ a rock? Say, he's a rock. He's the rock of ages. Cleft for me. Amen. Come on. Hope, baby. Hope. So, God can't lie. This hope, that it's the truth that Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross. I've embraced this truth. This is an anchor for me. It secures me in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the what? World began. Man, aren't you glad? I would not want to tie my eternal destiny on, well, I'm a good person. Or I go to church. Or my grandmother was a believer. I've heard the craziest things in my life. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Say that with me. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all. One more time. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all. Now that's hope, baby. Amen? Good stuff. So, say that with me. Hope what? Hope's a great thing. Now the God of hope fill you with joy, with all joy and peace in what? Believing. That you may abound in hope through the power of who? The Holy Ghost. It's crazy. How many can say honestly, Pastor, there's a time in my life when it was so hard, but God, the Holy Spirit, helped me through that, and I was able to remain steady. Believe it or not, I was able to remain steady. I was able to remain stinking steady. Who did that? Not ho, ho, ho. Excuse me, Santa Claus didn't do that. The Holy Spirit, the living God. Hope. Amen? Praise God. We said it already. I can do all things through who? Christ who strengthens me. Hope fills me. Hope, say that with me. Hope what? I'm sorry, so much hope in the Bible, isn't there? Say, you don't believe that Bible, do you? Man, if I don't believe the Bible, I don't have any hope. Are you kidding me? Man, it's just full of hope. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the what? Hope endures all the way to the end. And I've been around long enough now that I've had a lot of people in my life, and I've done a lot of work with folks over the years. I've seen a lot of them come to the end of their life. And I've seen that hope in their face and in their eyes. And I've seen it endure. Amen. And after they're gone, I've watched others in their family take up that same hope of Jesus and keep marching for the Lord. I've seen that happen many times. When my mother was killed, I went back to my home church in Carolina. and a cousin of mine, who I didn't even really know because she's so much older than me, didn't know her that well. Heard of her a little bit, saw her once or twice in life in the country. But there she was. I went back to preach one time, not long after Mama's death, and there was my cousin, Edna Lampley. And Edna wasn't a church-going woman. And I asked Edna, I said, Edna, would you put your faith in the Lord? And would you take my mama's place? And you know what? That was like 21 years ago. And Pastor Joey Bird of that church, I saw him just a few weeks ago. He came to see me when I was sick. He came down and saw me. He said, Edna's there every week. Because of hope. Because of the hope that was in my mama. And that, and what's that hope? Jesus. And now that Jesus, that hope in Jesus is in my cousin Edna. And she's just still standing for the Lord. Hope does what? It endures. Don't give up on your family, guys. Stop preaching down to them. Start telling them about hope. Amen. Start talking to them about Jesus. Start talking to them about the Lord. Amen. Start talking to them like that. Man, hope. This is what I have in Christ. This is beautiful. You don't go to that church, do you? That big new church where they take all your money. We didn't take nobody's money, did we? But that might be what they say. How are we going to counter that? Hope. Love. Amen? Come on. Hope. And that's what your family... How many of your family you've tried to talk to them about the Lord and it just don't work too good? Let me see your hand. Come on. Don't work too good. Hope. Show them hope. Show them hope. Show them the hope that you have. Amen? Hope endures. Amen. So many come to Christ and that's it. You never see them again. That's a bad rap on hope, ain't it? Come on, guys, let's be faithful. Let's be faithful. He was faithful. How about you and I stay faithful? Because this thing we have lasts. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you what? Even unto the what? We live in hard times, crisis times right now. Sort of scary times right now. You know? It is. It's been that way for several years, actually. Okay? We still got it so much better off than most people on the planet. But still... a little bit scary sometimes, but to know that regardless of what happens, Jesus is with me how long? Always. Always. That's hope, baby. Come on. Wow. Say that with me. Hope what? Hope speaks. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready how often? Always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of what? Of the hope that's where? And do that with what? With meekness and with kindness and reverence. Amen? That's where we screw up sometimes. We talk to our family, we talk to them, but we forget that meekness and fear part at the end there. Amen? And instead of trying to tell them something you read somewhere, tell them about that hope that's in you. Y'all hearing me or not today? Hope speaks. Y'all been hearing it today at a crazy Clark up here. Wow, Clark's got hope. I hope that's what you're saying. Amen? God's got hope. Yeah, I got hope. And it's running out of my mouth right now. Hope, 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 hope. Okay? Not ho, ho, ho. You know? And nobody likes those songs, those Christmas songs and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love that. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. I love that. But I'm not putting my confidence in that to take me to heaven. It brings a smile to my face. And I like it. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. I love that. But I'm not putting my confidence in ho, ho, ho. Y'all hear me today? But it doesn't mean I'm going to throw everything out. Because I have hope, I can also sing other Christmas songs and be happy. Because I've got a brain and no, I'm not putting my confidence in that. Yes or no? Say. Come on. Come on. All right. Anyway, I'm sideways again. I'm going in another path. Here we go. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Those that would want to speak ill of us. I was at Taco Bell yesterday evening and took Danny and Abby and Kim and we went there. And a lady, I'm standing in the line, a lady's looking at me. She's probably about 60, 65. She's looking at me. You know, who are you looking at? No, I didn't say that. So, but anyway, she's looking at me. And she goes, "You're Gary, right?" And I went, "I am. How are you?" And she said, "I hear such good things about you and read things about you." You know what I did? In the Taco Bell line, I said, "Can I hug you? I need that." I said, "What you said is what I need. I needed that encouragement from you." And she said, "You been in any parades lately?" I said, "Yeah, I was in one in Rotunda, and I really didn't want to go, but I did it anyway." And I said, "I was in the one in the old town, and it rained on that one." And then she said, "Do you riding your bike anymore?" I don't know the woman, but because of hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, she's speaking good things instead of bad things. "Ah, you're a preacher, you're a crook, you're a freak." You understand, yes or no? Man, I think if anything's going to win people over to Jesus, it's hope, baby. It's hope, hope, hope. Let hope speak out of your life. Hope. Amen. It's good for my heart today. This is good. And hope makes not what? Why am I not ashamed of the Lord? Why am I going to stand up here on stage like a lunatic? How can I do this? Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of hope. Hope did that. I didn't learn that from seminary. I didn't learn that from what I studied in my books. No. This hope has caused me to come out. Amen? And to stand for the Lord and love Him and share Him with other people and give my life to follow Him. Why would I do that? It's hope that did it. I'm not ashamed of the Lord. But I'm not ashamed of, go ahead, hit me. I'm not ashamed. No, no. I'm not ashamed in normal life to take Jesus with me everywhere I go. Why would I be? There's so many hurting people everywhere we go. If I keep hope just here at church, I've screwed up. I need hope out there. Amen? Wherever I go, the hardware store, I'll go to the hardware store. I'll just be hugging people in the hardware. Ah. What caused all that to happen? Hope. It's not, "Well, you got a good personality." I know a lot of good people with good personalities. That doesn't cut it. That's ho. Amen? Say, ho, ho, ho. It's Jesus Christ in us, and we all can do this. Yes or no? Say. We can all have this hope, guys. Don't make excuses. Come on. We can all do this. This is beautiful. Hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our what? Hearts. By the who? Down payment. Earnest money. Remember? See? How do you know you're saved? A, because I've done what the Bible says. I believe in Jesus Christ. Number two, how do I know I'm saved? Because I know the Holy Spirit, the living God, lives inside of me and comes out of me and helps me and has helped me to have more of His character and less of my crazy self. Amen? Say. That's confidence. See how that's confident and not like, "Well, I hope so. Well, I hope the Holy Spirit came in me. I hope I did enough." They teach you in many churches you got to flop or fall down. I'm glad I don't have to flop or fall down or do something to get something. I'm glad God does what He does. Because I'm a nut. You know, come on. God does this. God sent His Son. God gave us His Spirit. Amen. Because of our what? Because of our faith. Because of our belief in Him. That's how we receive Him. Y'all cool today? Say, come on. Wow, I'm wore out. Hope blesses what? Forever. If in this life we have hope in Christ, I said it earlier, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ what? Risen from the dead and become the first fruits of those that have died. As He rose, I'm going to rise. As He is with the Lord, I will be with the Lord. So, these incredible verses. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your what? Victory, death, you're not going to sting me like you could have. And that grave is not going to win like it could have. Because I have hope in Jesus Christ. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Keep looking. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Through our who? Not ho, ho, ho. Hope, hope, hope. In Jesus Christ. Therefore, because I have Him, because of I have this hope inside of me, listen, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you what? Know. I know because of my hope that my labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? Hope opens up the Bible to a whole to read a whole different way. I think it does anyway. When I start seeing a life like this full of hope as I read my Bible, wow. You don't like that Bible, do you? It condemns you and stuff. Buddy, I condemn myself. I'm you know what I'm saying? The Bible doesn't condemn me. The Bible gives me hope. Amen? God's Word gives me hope. I eat it. Because I need hope. So, keep looking, Raj. What else we got, buddy? So, have hope this Christmas. Y'all listening or not? Have hope this Christmas. Hope! 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 Amen. Come on. Not, how many of you are always going to look at this differently now, whenever you hear a ho, ho, ho? I will give you $5. Now, I can't do but so many, so there's going to be a limit on it. I will give you $5 if you will go up to Santa Claus when you hear him go, ho, 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 and you go, no, hope, hope, hope. If you will do that this week, I will give you $5. I will give you $5. Don't be ugly. Don't be ugly. Smile. Ho, ho, ho. I want you to go. No, hope, hope, hope. He's going to think you're smoking dope. No, I'm sorry. So don't lose the what? Don't lose the PE, baby. Don't lose the praise and excitement. Don't lose, like my brother told me, the personal experience that you put your faith in. Don't lose that, baby. Don't lose that. No, the praise and excitement of Christmas is all about hoping in Jesus Christ. So, hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. Can we say it loud? 1, 2, 3. Hope, hope, hope. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good Word. Greatest story ever told. Amen.